Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees in West Bengal. Why Prime Minister to also inaugurate various development projects in Assam this evening. ED moves Delhi High Court challenging trial court order declining cognizance of complaint against Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in National Herald case. Seven elephants killed after Sairang New Delhi Rajdhani Express hit a herd of jumbos in Hojai district of Assam. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi sentenced to 17 years in prison in Toshkhana 2 corruption case. Ladakh celebrates its New Year festival, Losar. And in BWF World Tour Finals, men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to take on Liang Wei King and Wong Chang of China in semi-finals in Hangzhou this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and inaugurated two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees in Nadia district of West Bengal. Mr. Modi also addressed the gathering on the occasion virtually as his helicopter failed to land at Tahirpur in Naranaghat in Nadia district due to bad weather and low visibility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said his government is constantly striving to improve connectivity in the regions of West Bengal, which has been ignored for long.
Hamari sarkar ka nirantar prayas hai ki Paschim Bengal ke un hisson ko bhi aadhunik connectivity mile jo lambe samay tak vanchit rahe hain. Baraj Guli se Krishna Nagar tak four lane banne se North 24 Paragna, Nadia, Krishna Nagar aur anya kshetron ke logo ko bahut labh hoga. Isse Kolkata se Siliguri ki yatra ka samay kareeb 2 ghante tak kam ho gaya hai.
The Prime Minister inaugurated 66.7-kilometer long four-laning of Bada-Jaguli-Krishnanagar section of National Highway 34 in the Nadia district of West Bengal. He also laid the foundation stone for the four-laning of the 17.6-kilometer long Barasat-Bada-Jaguli section of National Highway 34 in North 24 Parganas district of the state. The projects will serve as a vital connecting link between Kolkata and Siliguri.
हमारी सरकार यहां आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर भी काफी निवेश कर रही है पश्चिम बंगाल को दो बड़े हाईवे प्रोजेक्ट मिले हैं जिससे क्षेत्र की कोलकाता और सिलीगुड़ी से कनेक्टिविटी और बेहतर होने वाली है आज देश तेज विकास चाहता है आपने देखा है पिछले महीने ही बिहार ने विकास के लिए फिर से एनडीए सरकार को प्रचंड जनादेश दिया है
In the afternoon, the Prime Minister will travel to Assam on a two-day visit. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth around 15,600 crore rupees in the state. A report.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate the rupees 4,000 crore new bamboo orchid terminal building at Lokapriya Gopinath Bardoli International Airport in Guwahati on his arrival from West Bengal. Mr. Modi will also unveil an 80-foot-tall statue of former Chief Minister Gopinath Bardoli at the airport and will address a public meeting outside the terminal building. The Prime Minister will then lead a massive roadshow towards the BJP headquarters in the city and will interact with the party workers. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will interact with the students of schools in his program Pariksha Pe Charcha while sailing on the Brahmaputra River aboard a cruise ship. After that, Mr. Modi will visit the newly constructed Shohid Smarak Khetro in memory of 860 martyrs of Assam movement in the city. The Prime Minister will then leave for Namrup where he will do Bhumi Pujan of the 12,000 crore ammonia urea fertilizer project. He will also address a public meeting at Namrup before leaving for New Delhi. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has moved the Delhi High Court challenging the trial court order that declined to take cognizance of money laundering complaint against Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and others in the National Herald case. In its petition, the ED has questioned the findings of the trial court and sought appellate review of the decision, refusing to proceed with the agency's complaint under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. A Delhi court on Tuesday refused to take cognizance of the ED's money laundering case against Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and five others in the National Herald case. In Assam, seven elephants were killed and one injured after a herd of jumbos was hit by the Sairang New Delhi Rajdhani Express in Hojai district early this morning. Officials said five coaches and the train's engine were also derailed. No passengers were injured in the accident, which occurred at 2:17 a.m. Nagaon Divisional Forest Officer Suhash Kadam said the accident in Changjurai village is suspected to have occurred due to heavy fog in the area. NFR Chief Spokesperson Kapinjal Kishore Sharma said the accident took place in the Jamunamukh Kampur section under the Lumding division. The area is about 126 km from Guwahati. Mr. Sharma said accident relief trains along with top officials from the divisional headquarters have already reached the site. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that the global economic and political order has undergone a major transformation with the emergence of multiple centres of power and influence. Addressing a convocation in Pune, he noted that this shift has led to natural competition among nations, creating new balances in the international system. Dr. Jayashankar said that the concept of power today has multiple dimensions, including trade, energy, military strength, resources, technology and talent, making the global landscape increasingly complex.
In my own travels abroad, I increasingly encounter more Indian air crew, more Indian hotel staff and managers, more Indian medical personnel, professionals and entrepreneurs. This has two important implications for us as a government. One, we need to ensure the welfare, including in conflict situations. And two, that the politics of this mobility needs to be managed.
The government has invited suggestions and ideas from the citizens for the upcoming budget 2026-27 in February. The move aims to reflect the aspirations and needs of the people while fostering inclusive growth and national development. The recommendations can be sent to the MyGov portal at www.mygov.in. Today is a historic day for the people of Bhopal. After nearly 8 years of waiting, the capital city is set to receive the gift of metro rail services. Union Minister Manohar Lal and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will inaugurate the Bhopal Metro this evening. The dream of a modern, fast and convenient mode of travel is now becoming a reality. A report.
The inauguration program will be held at 4 p.m. today at Kushabhau International Convention Center. After that, at 5 p.m., Union Minister Manohar Lal and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will flag off the metro train from Subhas Nagar Metro Station. Both leaders will then travel by metro on the 6.22 km route up to Ames Metro Station, where they will address a welcome program. The Subhas Nagar Ames corridor has 8 stations with 17 trips running every day, and train will arrive about every 3 minutes. The minimum metro fare is 20 rupees. From 9 a.m. on 21st December, the general public will also be able to use the metro. Bipin Mishra, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. A Pakistani court today sentenced the jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi to 17 years imprisonment each in the Toshkhana II corruption case. The case is about alleged fraud in state gifts which the former first couple received from the Saudi government in 2021. Special Court Judge Shahrukh Arjumand announced the judgment in the case in Rawalpindi's high-security Adiyala jail. Imran Khan and his wife were awarded 10 years rigorous imprisonment under Section 409 of the Pakistan Penal Code and 7 years under different sections of the Prevention of Corruption Act. The court also imposed a fine of 1 crore and 64 lakh Pakistani rupees on each of them. India stands proudly as the world's third largest domestic civil aviation market, reflecting the rapid growth of the sector. Civil Aviation Secretary Samir Kumar Sinha said the country's aircraft fleet has more than doubled from 395 in 2014 to 844 by 2025. He was speaking at a seminar organized by the Directorate General of Civil Aviation under the Ministry of Civil Aviation. He said that over the past decade, passenger traffic within the country has grown at an impressive average rate of 9% annually, while cargo volumes have risen by 2.9%.
The Directorate General of Civil Aviation is steering this growth with a steadfast focus on safety, regulatory harmonization, and alignment with global standards. Initiatives such as Skyways to the Future provide a clear roadmap for sustainable and self-reliant aerial mobility. Complementing this vision, DGCA is also advancing sustainable aviation fuels, supported by international collaborations and policy.
The Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed all airlines to strictly comply with passenger facilitation norms in view of the prevailing fog and low visibility conditions affecting flight operations. The Ministry said that airlines have been instructed to ensure timely and accurate flight information, provide meals and refreshments during extended delays, and facilitate rebooking or refunds in case of cancellations. The Ministry also directed the airlines to ensure no denial of boarding after time check-in and provide special support for persons with disabilities. Ladakh is celebrating the Losar festival today to mark the Ladakhi New Year. Lieutenant Governor Ravindra Gupta extended greetings to the people of Ladakh on the auspicious occasion of Losar, the traditional New Year, celebrated with devotion and joy across Ladakh. Mr. Gupta wishes Losar ushers in peace, prosperity and harmony for all. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Losar is the main social, religious and cultural festival of Ladakh, celebrated across Ladakh with tradition and rituals. God and goddesses are invoked for prosperity, good crops and wealth in the new year. The Losar celebration starts with the lighting of prayer lamps, illuminating of religious monument places like monasteries, stupas, residential houses and almost every inhabited building on the eve of Losar yesterday night, and followed by exchange of Losar greetings on the first day of New Year today. The Losar festivities continue for 9 more days from the first day of the New Year with offering of prayers in the name of God and goddesses, performed dances and songs in honor of Ibex and pilgrimage of Mount Kailash. Yangchen Dolma from Lelada.
The IMD has forecast snowfall over western Himalayan region for the next 4 days. IMD said that heavy snowfall is expected at isolated places over Jammu Kashmir and Ladakh tomorrow. The Met Department also said that dense to very dense fog conditions are likely to prevail over Delhi, Uttarakhand, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, North Madhya Pradesh and Bihar till tomorrow morning. The weather agency also predicted cold wave conditions in Telangana and interior Karnataka today. And in sports, in badminton, star men's doubles pair of Satwik Sairaj Raniki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on Liang Weiqing and Wang Chang of China in the semifinals of the season-ending BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou, China today. Seeded third, Satwik and Chirag last evening became the first Indian men's doubles pair to reach the semifinals of the tournament, topping Group B. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees in West Bengal. Prime Minister to also inaugurate various development projects in Assam this evening. ED moves Delhi High Court challenging trial court order, declining cognizance of complaint against Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in the National Herald case. 7 elephants killed after Serang New Delhi Rajdhani Express hit a herd of jumbos in Hojai district of Assam. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi sentenced to 17 years in prison in Toshkhana 2 corruption case. Ladakh celebrates its New Year festival Losar. And in BWF World Tour Finals, men's doubles pair of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to take on Liang Weiqing and Wang Chang of China in semi-finals in Hangzhou this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.